Anonymous. Doesn't say where Anonymous is calling from, but hello, Anonymous. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hello to both of y'all.
Howdy.
Welcome.
My question is, I know there's some Protestant preachers out there that teach that past, present, future sins are forgiven at the cross.
Yes.
So I just want to know what the Catholic perspective on that is. And basically, another follow-up question regarding that. You know how I know the Catholic Church teaches about venial and mortal sins?
Yes.
So say, for example, if a believer, Catholic or non-Catholic Christian, commits like some type of addiction, whether it's alcohol, you know, pornography, whatever.
Yes.
If they commit that sin and then go for confession, and then, like, weeks later they do it again, how does that work?
Sure. All right. Two questions, two very good questions, Anonymous. First, the Catholic Church teaches, as Sacred Scripture teaches in 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that Christ's sacrifice is the propitiation, or a propitiatory sacrifice that is sufficient to take away the sins of the entire world. And you'll notice John says in 1 John 2, 1 and 2, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the entire world. So Christ redeemed every human being that has ever or will ever live, meaning he provided that propitiation for their sins. However, the actual forgiveness of their sins does not take place until they, as an individual, apply that which Jesus Christ did for them on the cross in their lives. Now, as a baby, of course, parents can step, in fact, are called to step up to the plate, to believe in the place of their child and to provide the gift of baptism to the child. Once that child then reaches the age of accountability, that child must allow the grace of Christ into their lives as well. But again, the key is Christ's sacrifice infinitely, you know, it infinitely perfect, makes infinite satisfaction for all our sins. But the key is, again, and one of my favorite verses to show this, Anonymous, is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And this will get at your second question as well, because there, St. John talks about how we must walk. We have to continue to walk. And let me quote it. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, continues to cleanse us of all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are a liar. I'm quoting verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we are a liar and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So notice, we have to do something. If we walk with the Lord, and of course even that requires grace in order to walk with the Lord, then that infinitely efficacious sacrifice gets applied to our lives through that cooperation and our allowing the grace of Christ into our lives. Now, if we fall into sin, as you said there, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 answers that. If we fall into sin, you use the example of adultery. You confess that sin, you are forgiven. Now, if at the time of the confession, Anonymous, you had no intention of turning away from that sin, that would be an invalid confession, and it would not be fruitful in the life of that person. But if they truly made a firm purpose of amendment, and that's all that God asks us to do, to acknowledge what we've done is a sin, to confess that sin with that firm sorrow, true sorrow for sin, and we've made a firm purpose of amendment never to do that again, then we are forgiven. If we fall again in the future, you know, as Jesus says, we're called to forgive 70 times 7 in a day, of course. If we're called to forgive 70 times 7, how many times will God forgive us? He will forgive us every time that we are sorry and truly make that firm purpose of amendment. So, you know, I've heard it said before, Jerry, that often our confessions are like the street sweeper. You know, he sweeps all the cigarette butts and everything off the sidewalk, and then he looks back and they're covered again, you know, in New York City. I mean, that can be our spiritual lives. I mean, often we are confessing the same sins over and over again. But what happens, Jay, after a while is you really do experience the grace to overcome those sins. I know I've seen that in my own life, besetting sins that aren't there anymore. But then, you know, it seems like everyone I get rid of, Jerry, there's a couple more.
Whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole sin.
It's whack-a-mole. But anyway, Jay, does that make sense?
It was anonymous and anonymous.
Oh, anonymous.
Hung up. Yeah.
Okay, anonymous hung up. Hope that's helpful.